We've been following the region's recyclers in recent months here on the Jefferson Exchange in the wake of collapsing markets caused by China's refusal to accept any more American recyclables. Recently, we talked with the city of Eureka about their new glass recycling program, and today we head over to the east side to talk about recycling in the Klamath Basin. Reach Incorporated, which is a Klamath Falls-based nonprofit, recently announced the acquisition and deployment of a new recycling sorting machine that will improve efforts in Klamath County toward recycling more stuff. Ron Moe is the executive director of Reach and joins us this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Just great. Thanks for being with us today. First, tell us, Ron, what Reach is. And I know you have a lot of various initiatives and employ developmentally disabled people, but what is the whole scope of your activity?
So I'll try and be brief on that because it could take me a while. But the Reach was originally established in 1968 in response to the state of Oregon deinstitutionalizing people with developmental disabilities. And at that time, there was really nothing for them to be offered here in Klamath Falls. And so Zelda Langdale, who is now a resident there in Ashland, opened what was then Klamath Work Activity Center to give people with developmental disabilities a place to go and to give them some meaning in their life by earning a paycheck and not be just given something from the state as support, but the opportunity to actually earn a paycheck. And that's how we got our start. Well, today we have three separate facilities here in Klamath Falls, and the major one is a 108,000 square foot manufacturing facility on Maywood Drive, where we do secondary wood mill manufacturing for companies such as Jelwyn, Columbia Forest Products, Collins Products, and others. And we also started in 2006 in response to sustainability programs for those industrial trading partners. We started our recycling program initially with our commercial trading partners, and today we've gotten into it a little more extensively.
So you mentioned secondary wood products for companies like Jeldwin. What are some of the products that you actually manufacture there?
Mainly we build pallets. So we build about 250 to 300,000 pallets a year for our trading partners.
And I understand also when those pallets are all used up and kind of smashed up, you grind them up and make them into something else.
Yeah, you know, we're about sustainability. So the lumber that we use initially to build them with come from what's left over when Columbia Forest Products peels a tree down to make plywood out of, and they take the veneer and they use it to make plywood. And there's a 4-inch piece, a peeler core left over, and we purchase that from them and we cut it into lumber, dry it in our own dry kiln, and then make it into pallets. And then on the back end, when a pallet is broken and not recoverable any longer, through a federal New Markets Tax Credit project, which is another story in itself, we're able to buy a custom-built pallet grinder from West Salem Manufacturing that actually grinds that pallet up and takes the nails out of it and makes the wood reclaimable for other processes.
We're talking with Ron Moe today on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the executive director of Reach Incorporated in the Klamath Basin. So now you are in the process, I think maybe this week or next, of deploying a new recycling sorting machine. Why did you decide to step into the recycling market that is currently in so much chaos?
Well, you know, we're here at Reach, you know, we're looking for solutions for problems, and we understand that we cannot be the overall be-all solution for the world's recycling products. But when we have the opportunity to be a partial solution for the basin's recycling needs and to make sure that those items were getting sorted out and sent to the end user instead of getting sent into the abyss that is our current process, we chose to do that, and we partnered with Klamath County. This is all made possible by grants through Klamath County itself, through the county, that helped us to purchase the facility and to bring it here and reinstall it, and then to help subsidize the operation of it for the first year.
So, Ron, what's the current state of recycling in the Klamath Basin?
Well, you know, we're a little bit isolated over here, so we're a long ways to ship things, right? So recycling does not have a lot of value, so nobody wants to really get into it right now, because by the time you add that freight to getting it to the markets, it's almost not worth it. So it makes it really difficult for for-profit companies to do this, and we understand that. It's really difficult to sit down with a pad and paper and pencil this out and say, hey, I'm going to make this huge profit at it. So a lot of these companies who are for-profit companies that are doing recycling are backing away from it right now, and understandably so. You know, they can only spend so much money to do it. So where we're a nonprofit and we're trying to develop good entry-level jobs for people here in the basin, it allows us to be more competitive. And so that's the reason why at a time when people are backing out of it, we decided that we would do what we can and stay within ourselves to see if we could cure part of the problem.
So what types of materials are currently recyclable in the Klamath Basin?
Well, if a person logs on to any one of several websites, you can get the DEQ list for what is currently recyclable if you put it in your recycle bin outside your house. What we intend to do is to target certain ones of those things, the higher volume, the higher value products, and make sure that they get pulled out and sent to markets that where they get used. So the list from DEQ is not that extensive here in Klamath Falls. I don't have it on the top of my head, but the things that we're going to sort for are OCC cardboard, which is corrugated cardboard, white paper, newspaper, low-grade paper, and then three types of plastics, tin cans, and then refundable cans and bottles. And that should take in most everything that comes in. There will be some items that could be recyclable under the right conditions that we may not sort for because we just don't have a big enough facility to do that.
And so this new facility, if you could kind of walk us through the process here. So you get a huge shipment of recyclables that have come in from, I assume waste management companies in the Klamath Basin, and they come to your facility. What happens next?
Okay, so we have this facility. It's 100 feet long. It has an inclined belt where we load that product onto that belt, and it kind of meters it out onto a 70-foot long, 10-foot high, and 14-foot wide platform where people stand up there and pull items out that we want to recycle, that we have a use for in initially six categories. So that process will be done that way. And then what comes off the end, we'll take a good look at it initially to make sure that we've pulled out everything that can be usable on our level. And then we will decide what to do with the balance of it. So it'll either go to a landfill if it's garbage, which is a real downfall of recycling in every area, is that people put garbage in there. So there will be some garbage, and we understand that. And then we will see if we need to sort down the products a little better as we go along.
We're talking with Ron Moe. He's the executive director of Reach Incorporated in the Klamath Basin. Reach Incorporated is just in the process of deploying a new recycling sorting machine in their facility in Klamath Falls. If you'd like to ask some questions about recycling or Reach Incorporated, you can join the conversation this morning here on the Exchange. Call us at 800-838-3760, or you can send us an email. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Ron, after you sort these recyclables, where are you going to find markets? Because, we hear that the markets have pretty much dried up. Are they just going to sit around until a market reopens?
No, they're not. We are predicated on getting these out of our facility right away. And these items that we're talking about so far are items that we know we can market already. So we already have partnerships with the markets for where this stuff can go. Our biggest for OCC, we send that directly to the mill in Springfield that belongs to International Paper. Sometimes we send it to a company called West Rock, which West Rock is one of the West Coast's largest recycled companies, and they are a for-profit commercial company. They have a facility in Portland, and they also have one in Sacramento where we can send the products, things like shredded paper, newspaper, plastic bottles. Tin cans will go to a place in Eugene where they will be recycled right there. So we have markets already for the stuff that we've decided to pull out, and that's the whole point of the operation, John, is to make sure that everything that can be recycled within our reach, so to speak, that's not really a play on our name, but but anything that's within our market area, we want to make sure that it does get sent to the end user.
And so one of the problems with recycling and the reason that's been cited for the collapse of the Chinese markets is that our recycling stream is really, really dirty. As you mentioned before, it's full of garbage. And several previous guests on our show have talked about how challenging that has been for recyclers. Are you going to be doing anything to educate the public on how to kind of, you know, clean up the recycling waste stream?
You know, I really think, quite honestly, John, that that's the biggest piece of recycling and sustainability, is the public has to decide that they want to be part of it. You know, so it's not something that we can do on our own. You know, we set up an opportunity for people to use our facility to sort off these items that can be used and sent off. But if they don't decide on a very fundamental level that they want to be part of sustainability, you know, nobody's program can work. You know, people have to decide on their own that they want to be sustainable, and not only recycling things, but when you go to the store, deciding on what product to buy based on how it's packaged. You know, if people continually encourage retailers to put things in packaging that can't be recycled, then they're going to continue to do it if it's cheaper initially for them, because they know that you have to deal with the waste. But if we as retailers say, hey, we want to be sustainable, and we understand that this package is not recyclable, and we're not going to buy it because it's in that package, that's the only thing that can force true sustainability, is each one of us, one at a time, decides on our own that we want to be part of the program.
And so, Ron, will you be bringing in commingled recycling maybe from other parts of the region where recycling efforts are maybe not so great? We have a comment actually from a listener who's wondering about living in a town that has no system of recycling.
Well, initially, we're not going to be able to do that. The facility that we put in is largely experimental for us and our community. It should be big enough to serve the greater Klamath Basin. You know, within our urban growth boundary, it should be big enough to do all that after we bring it up to speed. But it's probably not large enough to serve the Medford, Ashland, Central Point areas. Maybe we can pick up some of the fringe areas out of Klamath Falls, like Doris and McDowell and, you know, Merrill Malin, those kinds of areas. But I don't think that this facility is going to be large enough to serve any of those outlying areas. And not to say that sometime in the future, the same principle couldn't be applied in that area, or in the idea of us building something that's bigger. But we're just trying to build a concept that works at this point and make sure that we can sustain it.
Ron Moe is the executive director of Reach Incorporated. They're in the process of rolling out a new recycling sorting facility in the Klamath Basin. Ron, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Jefferson Exchange.
You bet, John. It's good to talk to you.